Here's the deal. I want you to open your Bible to the book of Matthew. Some of y'all are wondering, what the world is he doing? My tablet has a security thing on it that it recognizes my face. And so I had to take my hat off and show it my face and it opened. All right, so last week we talked about When I Grow Up, which was basically a follow-up from the week before about growing up spiritually. And we talked about spiritual gifts and using those spiritual gifts for the kingdom. Last week we talked about what do you want to be when you grow up? What are your spiritual aspirations? Like, what do you desire to do for the kingdom of God? This week, we didn't quite get a chance to finish that out. So this week, I want to take just a few minutes because we got some other stuff happening. Y'all having fun so far?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep having fun tonight. The night's not over. But I really wanted to take a few minutes and touch base with you about the end of this and harp on the last point that we were making. The first one was this. The first point was you were created for a purpose. You were created for a purpose, on purpose. How many got that? Raise your hand if you got that last week. All right. Say, I was created. Y'all chill. Y'all look. Y'all know who. Y'all know better. All right. Say, I was created.
I was created.
That's my youth group right there. On purpose.
For
a purpose.
For a purpose.
That's good stuff. So we talked about how you were created on purpose, for a purpose. If you missed the scripture reference there, that was Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. And then number two was this. There is a divine plan that God has for your life in which you are called to use the gifts that he has given you to further the kingdom. And so we talked about how that God didn't create you haphazardly. He has the details of your life in a plan. The little stuff, the small things, your friends, your family, the people around you, the connections that you make. The Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God, which means that they're on purpose. So the little stuff God cares about, and he's orchestrating them for your good and for you to do his will. All right? All right? So say this. Say, God cares about the little stuff.
My little stuff.
All right. That's good stuff. All right. So number three was this. It's not hard. And so this is the part that we kind of really had to rush a little bit. So I want to come back to this. It's not hard. It's not hard. Look at me, young people. The number one thing that I get as a youth pastor is I just want to know what God wants for me, what God wants from me, what he wants me to do. I just want to know. I want to be able to just know it. Like God going to come down with a small baseball bat and just knock you on the back of the head and be like, do this. Or else. No. But I also want you to know this. It's not hard to figure out what God wants for your life. Because here's the thing. If you don't know what to do, do what you know. If you don't know what to do, do what you know. The word is inside of you. And do you think that you just got the word inside of you just because you happen to be at this church since you were a little bitty baby and it's just what you do? No. It's inside of you so that you can use it. All right? So you may not know exactly what the full picture of what God's plan is for your life, but you do know that you need to draw closer to him. You do know that you need to constantly be working on your relationship with God. It's not hard. As a matter of fact, it's kind of easy. Matter of fact, it's kind of easy. The Bible says this in the book of Matthew. Somebody got excited when I said the book of Matthew. I don't know. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 says this. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is hard. Does it say that? No. What does it say? For my yoke is, and my burden is, my yoke is, and my burden is, okay, seriously. My yoke is, and my burden is, God never intended for you to carry heavy burdens. And God never intended it for it to be a heavy burden for you to find what he wants to do in your life. His yoke is easy. So if you're stressing out about what you're supposed to be and where you're supposed to go, and when I graduate, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I'm going to be homeless, and I'm going to have to eat the corn that Pastor Jordan loves. That's all I'm going to be able to eat, because I don't know if I'm going to have enough money to buy food and have enough food to feed myself, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay my bills. And, oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't want to ever grow up. No. 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 God loves you too much to have you live like that. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And all you got to do is stay in the sweet spot. All you got to do is stay in the sweet spot. All you have to do is cultivate inside your heart a hunger for the things that are spiritual. We talked about that last week. All you got to do is just have a desire for things that are of him. Now listen, here's the deal. You can't say, God, I really want to know what you want me to do, but I'm going to do what I want to do. And you just knock me over with 2x4 when you're ready for me to do what you want to do. That's why most people think it's hard. That's why most people think it's hard, because they don't really give their all to God. They give a little bit of their all to God because we want to be uber spiritual, but we want to do what we want to do. And it didn't work that way. However, if you give your all to God, if you give your heart to God, if you give your soul to God, if you stay in the sweet spot, if you stay in the sweet spot, God is faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. And he will give you spiritual gifts. Now, it's funny, they don't call them spiritual burdens. Right? It's not spiritual bondage. It's spiritual gifts. How many of you like to get gifts? You like getting gifts? Everybody likes to get a gift. Well, I like to get gifts too. Nehemiah chapter 8. Verse 10 says this, and he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your
strength.
Okay, what's your strength? The what?
The joy.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, let me tell you something about me. I do everything I do on purpose. All right? Life's too short to do stuff haphazardly. I do everything I do on purpose. And not only that, but what I found is the people who I work with who make 1440 happen do everything they do on purpose. They love you. They love you. And I told you when I started being, when I came here and I took over as youth pastor, I told you that we're going to be youth, right? There's a reason I told you that. Because you're going to fight. You're going to fight. But I can promise you this. If you fight the right way, the battle is not hard, because his yoke is
easy
and his burden is
light.
All right. And if you're going to fight, you're going to need to be strong, right?
Yeah.
And how do you find strength?
Enjoy.
So we're going to have fun. Now, understand this. It didn't say happiness, because happiness is dependent on happenings. That's the best way you can remember it. Happiness is about happenings. It's circumstantial. If I give you $100, you're what? Happy. If I take your $100 away, you're sad. If I give you another $100, happy. If I take your $100 away and then I ask you for an additional $100 on top of the $100 I took away, real sad. We're not really happy anymore, right? That's happiness. Happiness waxes and wanes, but joy is a choice. Joy is something that you do on purpose. Joy is something that you choose to have. Joy is something that strengthens you, and it strengthens you because you can have it despite your circumstances. The devil would like for you to think that because of everything going on around you, you are going to be upset and angry and frustrated all the time. But God said that the joy of the Lord is your
strength.
So you kick him in the head when you are joyful. That's why we make a joyful noise. That's why we enjoy each other. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to come together and laugh and joke around. It's okay to be jovial. It's okay to do silly stuff. That doesn't make you immature. That means that you're having fun. You're cultivating the joy of the Lord. What did I tell you? When you come together as a body, you're stronger as a body. But what happens when you come together? You enjoy each other. Y'all some of my favorite people. I look forward to Wednesday night every single solitary week because it's joyous. I brought this with me because I enjoy fishing. I'm talking to God. I enjoy hunting. I couldn't bring a rifle. I thought there may be a problem with that. I probably could have here, but I'm just saying. I enjoy doing some of those things. We enjoy stuff together. I think we should always have joy among us. It should be joyous when 1440 gets together because we find strength in our joy. As a matter of fact, you know what? How many of y'all enjoy having fun? Here's the deal. We've got a long way to go together. We've got a long way to go together. If you're in middle school, raise your hand. Y'all who are in high school, raise your hand high if you're in middle school. If you're in middle school, raise your hand. They don't know what grade they're in. If you're in middle school, raise your hand. Everybody that's in high school, I want you to look at the hands that are up. Raise your hand if you're in middle school. Listen to me. This is the future of 1440. This is the future of 1440. They'll be here longer than you. It's your job to help bring them along, to help disciple them. Everybody who's in high school, raise your hand. Wow, that's a bunch of y'all. That means I really need to do some recruiting. All right, everybody that's in middle school, I want you to look at these guys. Raise your hand. These folks have been here for a long time. These people have been here for a long time. And so you ought to be able to lean on them. Put your hand down. Here's why I'm saying that. Listen, we got a long way to go, guys. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do for the kingdom, and I am excited about doing it. And you're learning, and you're growing, and the past 3 weeks have been amazing. How many of you all were at home groups, and you filled out cards talking about what God is doing in your life and what he wants out of you? Man, I've been reading some of those cards, and let me tell you, I'm absolutely floored. I've been reading some of those things, and I'm absolutely floored. We've got a long way to go, and there's some things that are developing in 1440 that are amazing, and we're going to do it together. But I don't want to do it together and there'd be no joy. All right? I love fishing, so I brought my pole. I love hunting. I couldn't bring my rifle. But I love you more than any of those things. And then I brought you as an example. No. I love you more than any of those things, and I know that we're going to be together for a while. So we've got some work to do, but we're going to have fun doing it. All right? Yeah. We're going to have a good time. And somebody's calling me saying they want to have fun too. We're going to have a good time doing it.